This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing in the grains here on Friday?
Well, kind of quiet here this morning. You know, yesterday was kind of a blowout, if you will. Wasn't a very good day in the markets. Beans really took it on the chin. It's been kind of a rough go here. You know, this week actually had some excitement, some enthusiasm in the markets. But then yesterday we kind of took that and squashed it pretty quick. And so, right now I think it's just this full farmer tour out there finding just massive bean pod counts. The corn, it's kind of one of those things you got to filter through, you know, in that, you know, essentially whenever you look at the corn numbers, you got to true them up with, you know, some of their historical trends, you know, that Nebraska runs. You add several bushels since they're not in as many irrigated areas and so on and so forth. There's a lot of things to sort through on corn, but it's undeniable. Both of them look good. I don't think corn will come in a whole lot below USDA, but I got to think maybe beans actually comes in above USDA as far as pro farmer, just based on the pod counts they're finding.
So, Matt, yesterday, was it just a confluence of factors that caused everything to kind of take a turn to the downside?
I think you just kind of ran out of buyers, first of all, and then that massive pod count in Illinois. You know, I think things like that kind of spooked the market. You know, you're dealing with big stocks, both worldwide and domestically, big forecasts for stocks.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
August is National Water Quality Month, which is dedicated to making the most of the relatively small amount of fresh water we have. Clean water is vital to the ag industry, our individual health, and the environment as a whole. Imagine a life without fresh water. That means no water from the tap, no more pools, and no more lakes and rivers to fish in. National Water Quality Month reminds us to take a moment to consider not only how important clean water is to us, but to our wildlife ecosystems as well. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
September corn up 0.75 cents at 372.25. September soybeans up 6.75 cents at 948 even. September soybean meal down 80 cents at 305.60. September soybean oil up 53 cents at 40.97. Chicago wheat down 3.25 at 507.75. Minneapolis wheat down 2.25 at 566 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3 even at 526.25. On the Merck, October live cattle down 2 cents at 175.87. September feeder cattle up 47 cents at 238.67. October lean hogs up 42 cents at 80.05. Class 3 milk down 11 cents at 21.87. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.